Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You're listening to New Wave Being, hosted by Avatanka Lecturer and Family on Blog Talk Radio. We know that all of you are capable of doing your best and behaving responsibly. But what I'm seeing is a lot of people who are spending their time taking sides with a system that is doing damage to human beings who have done nothing wrong, and also stealing their rights, attacking them at every point. They're not attacking because they want to have you listen. We are not animals, and they have no right doing what they're doing. They're doing illegal things, and this government needs to be removed, and all the governments that are packed with them from the past need to be removed also, because they are shallow beings who do not know how to treat human beings. When people are being attacked and abused without even being allowed the freedom to use the courts to show the truth about what has been happening, then you know very well that these people are now terrorists. And because of what they're doing to our bodies in the first place, to our daughter's mind and her body, these people are terrorists. And they're spending their time attacking and abusing, and have people come out acting as if they know everything, and spending their time undermining those who have done nothing wrong. This kind of insanity shows in your community, in terms of the controls that the government has upon you, and the things that you do to please them. If you had only said no and recognized that certain things should not be allowed, you would have found yourself in a better society, because you took the right actions and understand things from a point of view that improves on life for everyone. Your government are vicious. They look for revenge for no reason. You haven't done anything, but they're doing the stuff to you. But when you spray to protect yourself from what they're doing, they want to kill you. They want to do damage. You're speaking normally and they're attacking you. If you're supposed to be disciplined, why are you being disciplined in this manner? Why are people being abused when you were telling, as a government, the public that if they hit their children or have sex with their children, that they will be put in jail? You've been throwing that on me and acting as if I was doing all this damage to my family. You've been, as a government, you're a mental institution that has some problems, that is destroying the quality of life for all beings in this society. And then thinking that you could now block them from leaving this country, even though they weren't born here, and go back to the country that they belong and feel comfortable in, even if they might need some help to grow, that is great. You can help people to grow, but Canada does not want to grow. Canada only wants to spend their time in terrorism and robbing people of every ounce of their money, destroying their very lives, and then using y'all to help them to destroy some of the lives that they help you help them to do so. These are the things that you're causing upon our society and the future of your own children. Man has a lot of work to do on themselves, because the type of things that they're into is causing a lot of damage, and the rights of other people are being undermined for these men to get away with what they're doing. And I don't buy that junk about the army being given all kinds of things to as test subjects. No, you've been testing the public, and you know it. So you need to start speaking the truth, because your truth is destroying other people's rights. And you shouldn't be looking for truth from people that you're abusing, because guess what? You've been doing damage to them. And even though they're truthful, you want to come out and tell people that they are not being truthful. When you are the one that is engineering everything in the background. That's why you have all of these army men, military, police. You mean this family is that important for you to destroy, so that you can get away with looking, doing all the evil things that you're doing to the public and trying to blame it on others? As a government, you're now going to be shown up. And the reason you're going to be shown up is because you're robbing people and a whole society of their rights for you to get away with murder, all forms of terrorism, rape, torture, cutting off their hair,
attacking all parts of their bodies, eyes, nose, ears, teeth, fingernails, every aspect of the person's body, their ligaments pulled like a guitar string. And then when you talk about it, they want to come and do it in the background because you're saying, well, we're tired hearing that. Well, guess what? If you had done something by now, this kind of insanity would not be going on. Because you sat back to things that undermines the qualities of rights for all beings, you set up a whole society to turn this way and then blame them and tell them they're part from Africa or some place that behaves irresponsible, and it's not true. You all behave more irresponsible. You kill in a second. Your ego can't handle the problems. Instead, you want people to ignore what you're doing wrong to others. Meanwhile, you're torturing them all over the place with what you're doing to them and then acting as if they're not supposed to speak about it when you're the ones committing the crimes. As men, you're not showing yourself very well, and you haven't been showing yourself very well, except you've been getting away as heroes without being heroes. You've been doing all kinds of damage to women, forcing your lives on them and telling them that if they have any babies from rape, that they must go and don't keep the baby. No. You don't have a right to be determined that when you men are the ones doing it to the women and then turning around and using them as your scapegoats while undermining and raping and destroying them in every different way possible. Why? I would have preferred to have done this on Facebook because we have more leverage there, but at the same time, the time runs out very quickly because it's two people speaking, and we are trying to get some information across to you to relate to you that there are problems in your society and it's not us. You're going to find out, you're going to have to deal with the reality you're sleeping right now. You refuse to look at the truth. Your government are the ones who are doing this damage to people of color, and they're doing it to some of you in their own culture, in your own culture. So stop looking to blame the ones who are going through, who have been put through the hell, and start looking to deal with the issues that you and your government, your systems, have allowed to take place. And actually, your government created these problems by using all of you as foot soldiers to do damage to human beings that they want to torment and torture and treat like their cattle. And you shouldn't be treating the cattle that way either. You're also stifling their lives by keeping them locked up in a small area where they could hardly move. These animals are treated badly, and you're eating the food, the meat from them, and you're getting all the different things that are going through in these animals without you even knowing it. You're also getting what the systems have set up for all of you, including me. These people, they don't show their anger publicly. They show it when they come to attack and abuse you for not doing what they want, even if it's not their rights. They're violating our constitutional rights and blocking us from everything that we have a right to, and then they're setting up people to be spokesmen for all kinds of lies and treachery and ignorance and stupidity because they don't think straight, and their mouth and their thinking is tied between their legs. You don't save a world by mistreating the public, the people. You save a world by being responsible and caring enough to recognize your job is much more bigger than your brain. And that you need to start thinking on behalf of the rights of the people rather than your rights to show them how much better and bigger you are when you just look like an idiot doing damage to human beings that you have created and has set up for them because you want to control them, acting as if you are some kind of superior mind. Your mind is not superior, or you wouldn't be doing the evil that you're practicing that is undermining the rights and the freedom of all beings. Women included. The children are suffering it enough, and you are using the school systems to terrorize these children. And you're using the school systems to terrorize the parents. You're a system that should not be allowed to live in it because you're doing destructive things to these people to force them into doing what they're doing to help you. And when they don't help you, when they don't do what you want to kill them and then create all kinds of ignorant information to show how twisted you were from the past. And you're going to be in the present. And if these people are smart enough and they don't sit back on their weary skins and think that They're helping you. They're not helping you. Any government or any system that is doing this damage to anybody is soon going to come to you. And many of you are already suffering it without others knowing. Because these people are forced not to speak. Remember, I was forced not to speak too.
Codes of silence.
And this is that's not one of the reasons. They've been attacking and abusing me for decades now. Actually, since I was born. So don't come here with your ignorance and start telling me that I did something when I have done nothing. They've been trying to get me to do something by attacking and abusing my body as well as my daughter and my husband. I think you need to start dealing with the reality of what your government has become and what they are into and what they're doing to damage all of us. Because once it starts with one, it goes to everybody after a period of time. And they're not going to take too long to start it because these are twisted beings who are underdeveloped and they have other twisted beings helping them. You're listening to A New Way of Being hosted by Avatar Lecture and Family on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to say what I have to say because no one has done anything about stopping these criminal offenses that is taking place by your government. And using many of you to do so. It's time for y'all to recognize that you just don't go along with a government because they say something, like they did to have y'all go and fight all kinds of wars and have y'all came back lame and they didn't even care about helping you. And the only ones they were helping was some of the Caucasian European culture. And even those having problems getting help now, because once they start that trend of behavior, they get greedier and greedier. They want to do you in, and they have gotten taste for blood that they are using to abuse and terrorize all of you. And they're looking for people to use as their scapegoat. So the job you're going to be getting is the scapegoat thing. And if you allow that to continue, you are destroying your society as well as the family that you're going to bring and your own family's family who come later on in order to think and thinking that they're going to do well because they're there for the people like them. And the people like them don't care about them. They just want the help from them to do damage to people of color. So when you come off with these ideas that you think is going to work, that undermines other people's rights, what you're doing is becoming a part of the kind of scenario that undermines the rights and the lives of all beings and turn them into what you decide they should become using other people to help you to do so. And these people are blaming themselves, some of them, for what you are doing to them, failing to realize that they really don't care about you. And if they did, these things would not be going on, and you wouldn't be going through what you're going through. That's not the way to live. You have to think about the rights of yourself and others. That's the only way rights would be administered properly, by making sure that you do the things that you need to do and protect all forms of life because all of them are special. They're all precious beings until you turn them into what they become. And you need to bring them back to the way they were by treating them more respectfully, more responsibly, having a heart for their rights because you will want them to have a heart for you. But if you're not giving them that help, how you expect them to be there for you when you're robbing them of these social graces that are necessary for people to be there for each other so that this kind of stuff will not go on anymore. You need to start dealing with the problems instead of looking for people to blame. You're already hearing about the ones who are doing it. And the systems that they're using to help them to do it to you. Is that how you want to live? Huh? Is that how you're going to live and create problems for other people? By setting up this kind of thinking that does not do well for anybody, but destroys everyone in the process? I think you need to start thinking in terms of the rights of all beings and stop thinking that because someone is speaking about a problem over and over and you have done nothing about it, it means that they have to continue speaking about it until something is done. These people are going into my things and destroying and stealing and doing whatever they want. These are corrupt beings. These people shouldn't be running a country. They don't deserve to run anything. It shows here right in their, the behavior that they're conducting. When you see people like that, get them out of your life. They're not worth being around. And when they set up people to look and act like criminals, you know very well that these people are only trying to protect themselves from what others are forcing upon them, calling themselves governments and systems that care nothing about any of you. You should see what they do here. If you could only see and go through it, many of you are, and you're scared to talk because they told you not to. They did that to me too, but that does not stop me. You want to kill? Go ahead and kill. I've been killed many times by these people. No one cared. It's all right, because I came back alive, didn't I? And even if I just died, you wouldn't bother, because I'm the wrong color for you to bother with. That's the kind of thinking that I'm seeing in your behaviors. And that kind of thinking does not work to please, to respect, and to protect. You don't do that kind of stuff. And many of you seem to be into that kind of thinking because you fail to recognize that it's not a color that is there for you. People are all supposed to be there for you, no matter what the nationality. And if you can't do that, and you have to treat people in such an irresponsible manner, it shows that you also need some culture training on how to conduct yourself. And why you don't do the things that this government and systems from the past have been doing to human beings. And you're going to sit back and think that they are like you, so it's okay, and it's about one race against the other, or different races against the other. That is ridiculous. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves and get out of that kind of thinking and start thinking in terms of everybody and stop being selfish. Because that's a violation of all forms of life rights too. When are you going to wake up to the reality that that does not work? And if you're doing that, and many of you are, it's going to cause a lot of problems in the long run. You will lose trust. People are beginning to lose trust in each other too, because they're seeing the kind of thinking that many of you have. And that thinking does not help to protect a society or even a world. You want to run a world, a country, and run the world, and you fail to realize that for one to run a world, they must be developed enough to be able to do so and not be prejudiced, not be selfish, not be greedy, not be jealous, and protect all beings and help them in their journey to freedom and happiness. Well, they'll be free if you're helping each other and not looking to create all sorts of problems. But if you continue to do damage to other cultures, you're losing out on when you need help. They can't help you because you turned on them. You need to start doing the things that will help all beings rather than destroy them. Start doing the things that you know is right, and stop doing the things that are wrong and then looking at other people and calling them names. Well, you are the ones that are behaving like the idiots. Yes, I said idiots. Let's see what they're going to do now. Let's see how much they're going to kill me some more. These are how low these lives are. And these are the people that you're following. Remember, if that's what you're going to look up to, believe me, they're going to show you why you made a big mistake. Because that's the kind of beings they have been. And I cannot stay here too long talking to you, but I wanted to let you know on Blog Talk what is going on. Stealing our things, they're going into my thread that they took and threw all over the place. And they went, I took them up, found them different places, rolled them back up, put them away. They went into the box that I have it in, dug out and stole as many as they could, and then to ravel out the thread, cut it in different places, so I can't get to use it if I want to use it properly. Some of it I can see I had to cut out the stuff because they had it so raveled. And then with other things, they just stole. These are the people we are dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, what I'm telling you here, you're going to find out no matter what they're telling you about fake news. Guess what? These are the fakest people I have ever seen. And they do not know and care about the rights of other people. And this is what is going on. Lack of respect creates this kind of problem.
True. That's beautiful.
She needs a new dress.
Well, she has one now.
Yep. She
wow.
got one.
Beautiful. And someone too.
Yeah. She has a little shoulder thing that she's wearing in the back to protect it from flying on her face.
Yeah, you have the ability to create all kinds of beautiful things.
Yes. Material or wooden, we get into those, don't we? Material. You're in the wooden thing and I am in the wooden thing and material
yeah.
thing, but it's fun.
Yeah.
I love creating. And a lot of women love creating. You know why? Because they're born creators. And they're being blocked from showing their stuff and they're being mistreated and raped and terrorized and set up to become prostitutes and all kinds of stuff. This is what they're trying to do to my daughter. This is the kind of stuff that's being done to others. Okay, darling, this is something that should not be going on. If you really care about quality in all of life, you have to put it out yourselves. Stop mistreating human beings. Start treating them more respectfully and responsibly. And the talk show host, all of you need to, all of us actually, I am one too, need to get a different language because they force the swearing and stuff on us. I know that. We all know that. But we do not have to hold on to it. And what they're doing is using their 4D technology to block me from being able to do things in a manner in which I normally can. And they interfere every now and then when I least expect it. And here I am doing stuff. But I don't want to put all the blame solely on them. I, too, can make changes and get angry, but without using those words. However, I couldn't stand those words, and that was forced on me by adults and children. And the government set it up using these people to do that. So you'll excuse me if I tell you this. I can't apologize because I did not create this. They created it for all of us. Start getting rid of as much as you can. Right now, I have to do whatever is necessary to be done. As a God, I cannot be limited. I have to use all my areas of development as much as I can muster up because it's being blocked by what is being done to me on every. Discipline. We don't need discipline. We are disciplined. We have been robbed of our rights. When we were behaving properly, they were tormenting and torturing me and my daughter, and also they tried to kill my husband, my son too. This is the kind of stuff that has been done. And we need to have our family back, and we need our family back in the right way. And your government has done a lot of damage to our family, and they need to be able to pay those trillions because what they have done was wrong. And you can't threaten me. I heard all the threats. You can do it, but guess what? Trying to tell me that I'm scared? Scared of... you killed me how many times and I'm scared? You need to deal with your reality and your lies and your treachery and your evil that you've been using to attack and abuse others and using all kinds of people in high places and in low places to do damage to this family. You need to grow up and get yourself some intelligence and realize where your wrongs are and that you have broken many laws against this family and you're going to pay the bill. Kill, come and kill. Show the people what kind of low lives you truly are. They know the rest of it. Now you're just going to give the foundation so they can understand what they're dealing with. You're a monster. As a government and as a system, you're monsters. You're doing all kinds of evil and you're getting away with it so far. But trust me, you're not going to in the end. What is going to happen is all of you will be recognized as the ones that are the criminals and you'll have to be put away. Thank you for listening to me on Blog Talk Radio. I put Mr. Kate Kupnick on because I want to respect going out to him and his people to let them know that we are proud of them. Have a good day, boys, and good luck to you. Oh, guys, sorry. And good luck to you.
I want you to promote launching on Facebook Live.
Oh, yes, the Facebook Live hasn't been going as well as it could have, but We have launched it, and we're being blocked. The same government is using these people inside of here to terrorize us and block us from being able to get to the point where we can do it just at the right time and finish at the right time. They're also interfering while we're speaking. Once they took off our show while it was going on, and Facebook thought it was, well, I don't know what Facebook thought, but we did not do that. The government used these people to turn it off, and when they put it back on, when we put it, my husband managed to get it back on, we had problems getting it to go. Finally, we were able to get it to go, and we had other problems after that. You won't want to hear all of that right now, but, you know, you need to start dealing with the reality of what's going on. Oh, true, we might be saying some of the same things that they're doing over and over, but we have to say it, because none of you have made an effort. Not even the Tara. Tara seems to be helping them. All the oracles seems to be helping the government, and not just the oracles, but the people themselves. All of them, not all, I don't know about all, but I do know the majority have been helping the government to do us in. Walmart, Home Depot, and many other places like that. In Toronto, same thing, police in too, also. They even use the St. Catharines police. They are also using the military. Could you believe a family who has done nothing to anyone is being terrorized and tortured by military, by army, by government personnel, by systems, by everything and anything?
Today, Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, I forgot. Continue.
Our Facebook Live program, Like a Thief of the Night, will be broadcast this evening at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, every Wednesday. Every Monday and Friday, though, from 3 to 5 p.m., Avatar Electra will be broadcasting on Facebook Live. She'll be taking this show and you will be to Facebook Live every Monday and Friday between at 3 p.m. Those 2 days. So watch for those shows. Watch for New Earth Beam launching on Facebook Live Mondays and Fridays, starting this Friday at 3 p.m., between 3 and 5 p.m. each of those 2 weekdays. And for this evening, at 7 p.m., our other show, Like a Thief in the Night, will be broadcast on Facebook Live. So you've been alerted. So tell people you know, friends, family, associates, online people you speak with or are in contact with, to look at this show tonight, Like a Thief in the Night, and to also tune in to the debut of a new FB hosted by Avatar Electric on Facebook Live this Friday at 3 p.m.
Yes. So on that note, we have to say goodbye. Thank you for listening to me and me and my family on Blog Talk Radio, and we love you dearly as usual. Don't ever forget that.
Sorry, I don't forget to play Colin Kaepernick.
I did.
Oh,
I had it on.
Cool. I didn't even know.
When I spoke, wasn't played, so I'll play it again.
Colin Kaepernick triggered that wish, but he also sparked awakening for many NFL players. A year has passed since Colin Kaepernick first protested the national anthem. In one sense, his initiative has foundered. The quarterback is out of work, and the intended discussion of police brutality and accountability has continually veered to a debate about the American flag and patriotism. Just last weekend, the Cleveland Police Union boss, who defended a police officer's killing of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, announced his group's decision not to participate in a week 1 pregame flag ceremony because some of the Browns kneel during the anthem. It was a protest of a protest, and it pointed the finger back at the players instead of at the system Kaepernick is troubled by. The pressure boomeranged back to athletes instead of civic decision makers. It was something Kaepernick anticipated last August. View photos. Colin Kaepernick said he was willing to take the heat for his protest during the playing of the national anthem at NFL games. Getty Moore. I think there's a lot of consequences that come along with this, he told the media back then. There's a lot of people that don't want to have this conversation. They're scared they might lose their job or they might not get the endorsements. They might not be treated the same way. And those are things I'm prepared to handle, and those are things that, you know, other people might not be ready for. That was prescient. A lot of people didn't want to have this conversation. It's possible, even likely, that the conversation scared would be employers more than Kaepernick himself did. But the conversation is happening, and that's significant. *** More NFL players are protesting before games. Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles is not only raising a fist during the anthem, he is also meeting with police leaders and making trips to Capitol Hill. When a white player for the Browns, Seth DeValve, took a knee before a recent preseason game, his African-American wife's supportive response online went viral. Colin Kaepernick bravely took a step and began a movement throughout the NFL, Erica Harris DeVal wrote, and he suffered a ridiculous amount of hate and threats and ultimately lost his life's work in the sport he loves. Kaepernick's detractors feel like sports should be a haven from all this. Sports are an escape from the real world, even though for most of us, the real world we've carved out is carefully cultivated, an escape from anything that challenges our worldview. Think about it. What percentage of your Facebook feed consists of friends who agree with you on pretty much everything?
This is the Charter of Rights.
By veering away from traditional avenues like Facebook, Kaepernick interjected in a lot of worlds. He pushed people, including media, to consider an issue they might not otherwise give thought to. And he tacitly challenged other Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. Guarantee of Rights and Freedoms. 1. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms guarantees the rights and freedoms set out in it subject only to such reasonable limits, prescribed by law as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. Fundamental Freedoms. 2. Everyone has the following fundamental freedoms. A. Freedom of conscience and religion. B. Freedom of thought, belief, opinion and expression, including freedom of the press and other media of communication. C. Freedom of peaceful assembly. And D. Freedom of association. Democratic rights. 3. Every citizen of Canada has the right to vote in an election of members of the House of Commons or of a legislative assembly and to be qualified for membership therein. 4. 1. No House of Commons and no legislative assembly shall continue for longer than 5 years from the date fixed for the return of the writs of a general election of its members. 2. In time of real or apprehended war, invasion or insurrection, a House of Commons may be continued by Parliament and a legislative assembly may be continued by a legislature beyond 5 years if such continuation is not opposed by the votes of more than one-third of the members of the House of Commons or the Legislative Assembly, as the case may be. 5. There shall be a sitting of Parliament and of each legislature at least once every 12 months. Mobility rights. 6. 1. Every citizen of Canada has the right to enter, remain in, and leave Canada. Rights to move and gain livelihood. 2. Every citizen of Canada and every person who has the status of a permanent resident of Canada has the right A. to move to and take up residence in any province, and B. to pursue the gaining of a livelihood in any province. 3. The rights specified in subsection 2 are subject to A. any laws or practices of general application in force in a province other than those that discriminate among persons primarily on the basis of province of present or previous residence, and B. any laws providing for reasonable residency requirements as a qualification for the receipt of publicly provided social services. Page 104. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. 4. Subsections 2 and 3 do not preclude any law, program, or activity that has as its object the amelioration in the province of conditions of individuals in that province who are socially or economically disadvantaged if the rate of employment in that province is below the rate of employment in Canada. Legal rights. 7. Everyone has the right to life, liberty and security of the person and the right not to be deprived thereof except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice. 8. Everyone has the right to be secure against unreasonable search or seizure. 9. Everyone has the right not to be arbitrarily detained or imprisoned. 10. Everyone has the right on arrest or detention A, to be informed promptly of the reasons therefor, B, to retain and instruct counsel without delay and to be informed of that right, and C, to have the validity of the detention determined by way of habeas corpus and to be released if the detention is not lawful. 11. Any person charged with an offense has the right A, to be informed without unreasonable delay of the specific offense, B, to be tried within a reasonable time, C, not to be compelled to be a witness in proceedings against that person in respect of the offense, D, to be presumed innocent until proven guilty according to law in a fair and public hearing by an independent and impartial tribunal, E, not to be denied reasonable bail without just cause, F, except in the case of an offense under military law, tried before a military tribunal, to the benefit of trial by jury where the maximum punishment for the offense is imprisonment for 5 years or a more severe punishment. G. Not to be found guilty on account of any act or omission unless, at the time of the act or omission, it constituted an offense under Canadian or international law or was criminal according to the general principles of law recognized by the Community of Nations. H. If finally acquitted of the offense, not to be tried for it again and, if finally found guilty and punished for the offense, not to be tried or punished for it again, and I, if found guilty of the offense, and if the punishment for the offense has been varied between the time of commission and the time of sentencing, to the benefit of a lesser punishment. 12. Everyone has the right not to be subjected to any cruel and unusual treatment or punishment. 13. A witness who testifies in any proceedings has the right not to have any incriminating evidence so given used to incriminate that witness in any other proceedings except in a prosecution for perjury or for the giving of contradictory evidence. Page 204. Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Sections 1 to 23. 14. A party or witness in any proceedings who does not understand or speak the language in which the proceedings are conducted or who is deaf has the right to the assistance of an interpreter. Equality rights. 15. 1. Every individual is equal before and under the law and has the right to the equal protection, an equal benefit of the law without discrimination and, in particular, without discrimination based on race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. 2. Subsection 1 does not preclude any law, program or activity that has as its object the amelioration of conditions of disadvantaged individuals or groups including those that are disadvantaged because of race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, sex, age or mental or physical disability. Official languages of Canada. 16. 1. English and French are the official languages of Canada and have equality of status and equal rights and privileges as to their use in all institutions of the Parliament and Government of Canada. 2. English and French are the official languages of New Brunswick and have equality of status and equal rights and privileges as to their use in all institutions of the legislature and government of New Brunswick. 3. Nothing in this charter limits the authority of Parliament or a legislature to advance the equality of status or use of English and French. 16.1. 1. The English linguistic community and the French linguistic community in New Brunswick have equality of status and equal rights and privileges, including the right to distinct educational institutions and such distinct cultural institutions as are necessary for the preservation and promotion of those communities. 2. The role of the legislature and government of New Brunswick to preserve and promote the status, rights and privileges referred to in subsection 1 is affirmed. 17. 1. Everyone has the right to use English or French in any debates and other proceedings of Parliament. 2. Everyone has the right to use English or French in any debates and other proceedings of the Legislature of New Brunswick. 18. 1. The statutes, records and journals of Parliament shall be printed and published in English and French, and both language versions are equally authoritative. 2. The statutes, records and journals of the Legislature of New Brunswick shall be printed and published in English and French, and both language versions are equally authoritative. 19. 1. Either English or French may be used by any person in or in any pleading in or process issuing from any court established by Parliament. 2. Either English or French may be used by any person in or in any pleading in or process issuing from any court of New Brunswick. Page 304.
Each other's keepers. In every walk of life, there's a growing and disturbing sight. People today have lost their way and no longer know what is wrong or right. They will stop and stare right into your eyes and watch you as you slowly die, then turn their backs and walk quickly away so that they won't have to hear your death cry. How can we see someone or community in pain, then turn and look the other way, knowing that there's always something that we can do or say to help their hurt to go away? We are each other's keepers, my human brothers and sisters, and it's time for us to come together and be there for each other. Bonds of pure and sacred light that cannot be broken glue each of us together, now and forever. Whatever harm is done to one wounds you, me, and everyone. Values today are being thrown away by people each and every day. They sacrifice their families, ruin their health, and destroy their marriages, chasing social status and material wealth. Nations today are fighting all battles started by nations of yesterday, regardless of what their citizens do or say, or the cost in mortal lives every day. It is everyone's business to get involved and solve every problem whenever they can. Once we stop working to find solutions, we start becoming part of the problems plaguing every nation. We are each other's keepers, my human brothers and sisters, and it's time for us to come together and be there for each other. Bonds of pure and sacred light that cannot be broken glue each of us together, now and forever. If we cannot help each other, let's try not to hurt one another, because whatever you do deeply touches me and you. Only you owns you. Everywhere I hear, people from all walks of life declare that their life is not their own. People of every faith on earth proclaim that their life belongs to a divine maker, and people of reason and science contend that their life is leased to them by a chemical and mindless creator. We are each an eternal and living image of a divine source, and we each have the right, responsibility, and ability to charter our own course without harming another and turning to the use of deadly force. You are your own person, and no one can own you but you. It is forever true that only you owns you. No one can impose their will on you or tell you what to do. Your life is your own to live, and to your own self you must always be true, or you will be living a lie until the day that you die. So do not treat your life as a loan, because your life is really and truly your own. Chemicals do not control your body or your behavior, nor can any molecule ever be your savior in any way, today or any other day, no matter how much modern science worships or praises the master molecule called the DNA. And the deity does not own your spirit, nor does a god ever want to control your soul, unless they are sadistic or mad, which no true god ever is. No matter what you have been told by the sacred books of old, which were written by egotistical men who craved power and controlled women in every culture, and who worshipped these ancient scrolls that they shaped in the image of their own chauvinistic morals. Can you really say, my human brothers and sisters, that you own and control your own life today? Do you really think that anyone can ever make any decisions for you unless you give them your permission through your silence, consent, or indecision? It is forever true that only you can ever own you. But once you stop thinking for yourself, your mind becomes the rented property of someone else. Look around and you will see that the people who are really free are those individuals who cannot be owned or controlled by society. We see many of them every day going on with their lives in their own personal and peaceful ways, and we look down at them with arrogance and scorn and call them loafers, losers, and bums, thinking that we are really doing them harm, when the people that we are actually injuring more than anyone else are really and truly ourselves. Only you owns you. And once you start to accept this truth, you can begin to make all of your dreams come true. Equals forever. Throughout the ages, nations that industrialize always say that they are civilized and insist that they are better than nations whose people see the world through primitive eyes. Since the European empires began and white supremacy spread across many lands, people of color throughout the earth have been treated like dirt and told that they have little value or worth. How can we prioritize the value of life when all of life is sacred and more priceless than we'll ever realize? How can we look at each other and think that we are better than one another because of the color of our skin, gender of our body, or the size of income that we bring in? We are equals forever, no matter who or what we are, and none of us is better than another. Whether we are a woman or man, boy or girl, or have all the money in the world, if you think you are superior to someone else, it is only because you feel inferior inside yourself. Wherever we go, statistics show that in every culture, women are owned or controlled by men. Boys are viewed as society's prize and the apple of every family's eye, while girls are restricted, cursed, and condemned over and over again. Whenever we think we are superior in any way, we always try to control, diminish, and destroy forever people we decide are inferior today by dumping them into ghettos, locking them in prisons, throwing them into reservations, by killing them in gas chambers, holding them in mental asylums, and enslaving them for over 400 years on slave plantations. It is time that humankind realize that no person or group of any kind is superior in any way. Each of us is as valuable as any other, and none of us is better than another. Gender has nothing to do with who is weaker or stronger. If you think you are stronger than a girl or a woman simply because you're a boy or a man, then, mister, it is time for you to know that you are dead wrong. The most powerful people over time have been women and men with the strongest will that you can find. We are equals forever, no matter who or what we are, and none of us is better than another. Whether we are a woman or man, boy or girl, or have all the money in the world, if you think you are superior to someone else, it is only because you feel inferior inside yourself. Sacred records within. Now is the time for humankind to rediscover a priceless treasure that is stored inside each member of life forever. Life on earth is in transition and going through a complete transformation as people everywhere struggle to find a new identity and shape a better reality. Everything that you can ever know, and all the mysteries that may come and go, every problem that you have not resolved, and every question that you have never solved, start today and look within and find the ancient knowledge that you're carrying. Experts in high places keep warning us that we should not look within ourselves. Science and religion and the medical profession continue to say that human nature is defective in every way. Do not trust your killer body. Guard against your evil spirit and beware of your fragile mind. This is what the experts and professionals keep telling us all the time. Listen to me carefully, my human brothers and sisters. So loved, so dear, the kingdom of knowledge is always within, and this is where the search for truth must always begin. This is the memory of the universe and the still small voice within. It is the Akashic records of life and the sacred logo of long ago. No matter what you call it, every culture over time will come to realize that this source of ancient knowledge is true and divine. All the sacred books from every culture throughout the ages contain only a small fraction of the ancient truths living inside the universe's mind. No written or spoken records left by anyone, regardless of the religion, can ever give more than just a glimpse of the sacred records living inside everyone. And no person or group of any identity has a monopoly on the truth. No matter how righteous they may appear, or how powerful the deity that they worship or fear. Everything that you can ever know, and all the mysteries that may come and go, every problem that you have not resolved, and every question that you have never solved, start today and look within and find the ancient knowledge that you're carrying. This is the memory of the universe and the still small voice within. It is the Akashic records of life and the sacred logo of long ago. No matter what you call it, every culture over time will come to realize that this source of ancient knowledge is true and divine.